Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And this guy right here, he always calls in as a part of the show, Ryan Wood. Joins us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. I bullied you into finally joining us on video. What a great early Christmas present you provided me, Ryan Wood. Thank you so much.
Sparky, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, this is better for you than another Christmas tree.
No, what would have been better for me would have been had you actually stopped at the house and your drive to or from Chicago to experience Christmas magic. And instead, yet again, you just drove by the exit and kept on going.
Hey, you know what I forgot when we mentioned that on Friday? I forgot that I was going to be absolute comatose dead Sunday driving back from Chicago after a night game that goes into overtime. Can we just say, from no one cares about us. I get it. We're not the game. But from a NFL beat writer perspective, there is nothing worse in the world than a road night game that goes to overtime, and it's happened twice now this season.
Yeah.
No more of that. Yeah. No more.
No, I totally get it, especially if you're taking a plane or something. I mean, in this case, you guys were driving, right?
Just had to drive 3 hours halfway.
Yeah. Only 3 hours? It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Hey, might make that trip again in a few weeks.
Probably going to make that trip again. And I'll ask you what we're going to ask coming up in the next segment. Would you want the Bears a third time in the playoffs, or would you prefer not to play them again?
Oh, if I was the Packers, I'd be chomping at the bit, champing at the bit. Whichever one it is, I'd be doing both. I would absolutely want the Bears again. I told you right after the game, Sparky, like, you're congratulating me. I was not in a mood to gloat. Yes, I picked the Bears to win. I thought they would show themselves to be the better team with the Packers lacking Micah Parsons. And for goodness sakes, lacking Jordan Love, I thought they would be the better team. They weren't. This was very much like 2014 Seattle NFC Championship game where didn't feel like the better team won because of an onside kick, right? If I'm the Packers, I don't have much doubt in my mind I'm a better team. I'd love to go down to Chicago and show it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that too. I thought that was more of the Packers losing than necessarily the Bears winning, I guess, when you have that whole conversation. Can we talk about Matt LaFleur a little bit?
Sure.
I have had multiple conversations today with two different people that have connections up there, and from two different people that didn't know that the other was talking to me necessarily, kind of made it seem to me like Matt LaFleur's job isn't as secure as I continue to let it on to be, that there may be some winds blowing, that maybe he's not going to get that extension unless they do make some type of run in the postseason, to which I am completely baffled by that whole thing. you're around the team. I mean, is this team buying into Matt LaFleur? Are they willing to run through a wall for Matt LaFleur? Does he have their attention? Because to put anything that happens on him after Micah Parsons goes down, if Jordan Love doesn't play again, that's now two games without Jordan Love. Putting any of that stuff on him, to me, it seems completely unfair.
Well, they are without so much of their top roster talent right now. It just, it feels like a doomed season, to me at least, just speaking for myself. Like you lose Micah Parsons, Devontae Wyatt, that's your pass rush.
Tucker
you lose
Kraft.
Tucker Kraft, that's your number one. Yep. You lose Zach Tom, he might be back this week, but that's he's been dealing with injuries all season. Josh Jacobs has been dealing with injuries all season. Elton Jacobs is supposed to be the starting center. He's done for the season. Christian Watson, he's a new number one after Tucker Kraft. He goes down with an injury. You lose Jordan Love in the biggest game of the year for the second half. That's a lot. We got to see how it plays out. Matt LaFleur has 1 year left on his contract. It is lame duck status in 2026. They really Ed Policy said that he wants to avoid that, so he's got one of two options: extend him or fire him, or else you're going to have a lame duck coach. He does not want that. How do you fire a coach that has had all of his best players ripped away?
I agree.
None of this is coaching. To me, let's see how it plays out. They're going to get to the playoffs. If they lose in the playoffs with something that is coaching malpractice akin to last year's regular season finale against Chicago, that was coaching malpractice. If something like that happens, okay, it could change the temperature to me. But short of that, and Sparky, I'll leave you with this. The two most important people when it comes to Matt LaFleur's job security should be Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. Those are the two pillars of your franchise. Jordan Love, tell me he hasn't progressed in his third year.
Yes.
Now that he's been healthy, he's progressed. That's Matt LaFleur's doing. I give credit to Jordan Love, too. I'm not saying the player should not get credit. I'm saying that Matt LaFleur is clearly coaching a quarterback who is progressing. And we've heard not a whiff of anything but support from Micah Parsons. His opinion matters. I don't know how he could go anywhere.
See, and that is my thing as well. When we start talking about Jordan Love, my fear is if you move on from Matt LaFleur, there is no guarantee whoever the next play caller is. Because let's say they go, oh, Jeff Hafley, we love you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you're the head coach, hired offensive coordinator. Okay, fine. But there is no guarantee that it's going to work. And then what's going to happen? Then it's going to be like, we knew Jordan Love wasn't that great after all. See, he can't make it work. And then if his career goes sideways because him and the coordinator don't get on the same path, that's going to be an issue too for this Packers team that just paid him all that money. I mean, in my mind, once you decided to pay Jordan Love, you should have decided that you were rolling with Matt LaFleur for the same length of time.
Can I tell you what I would do if I was at policy? This is where I'm at. It was Bill Walsh that had that 10-year rule, yeah. Right? If your coach hasn't won in the first 10 years, he's not going to. NFL history has shown that. Matt LaFleur right now.
Win mean the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's title town. That's inherent. If Matt LaFleur's seventh season, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, I understand that that's not good math for him. I'm not blind to that. What is your best chance of winning a Super Bowl in 2026? Is it the continuity, which is extremely important in this league, and avoiding the cursed injury bug? Which, by the way, other than Micah Parsons, all these injuries have been contact injuries, every single one of them. That's not failure to prepare your players. That's bad luck. They have had a ton of bad luck this season that is unavoidable. Do you keep the continuity going with Jordan Love, with the roster, still young, can ascend, or do you blow it up and change head coaches? To me, I would give a 2-year extension to Matt LaFleur, put him through that year 10. And if he hasn't done it by his next extension, okay, you heed the words of Bill Walsh. I understand it at that point. But I do think that your best chance, if they're healthy, this is a Super Bowl roster.
Yes.
I don't think there's any debate there.
Agreed.
Your best chance is continuity with this core, with this roster, and let them stay healthy and watch them grow.
The other part about this is Brian Gutekunst is in the same boat as Matt LaFleur. Now, when they made the trade for Micah Parsons, I was like, well, they're giving him an extension because Ed Policy had to sign off on that deal. So regardless of what happens, you signed off on the deal. So you are all in for giving up multiple ones and Kenny Clark because Goody's not pulling that deal off without going through Ed Policy. So I would assume he gets another coach. The thing that I have an issue with here is I'm pretty sure Mark Murphy hired Matt LaFleur and Goody was in the room for it. So this technically would be like his first hire, and we have no idea what that potentially could look like.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be worried about Brian Gutekunst, though. Every step he's heard from drafting Jordan Love to making the trade for Micah Parsons, he's done awfully good. He's built a Super Bowl roster here. Now, the problem, of course, is that a lot of that Super Bowl roster is done for the season. But the pieces are in place to win. And Brian Gutekunst has made the roster in that. He's undergoing a massive makeover and transition from the end of the Aaron Rodgers era to the start of the Jordan Love era. And in doing so, has built a Super Bowl caliber talent team. If he has to make a coaching search, I think based on his track record, there shouldn't be any real pause about, oh, can he pick the right coach? To me, it's just more, I think Matt LaFleur at this point in time is the right coach. There's a difference in the NFL between being a good coach and being a good coach at the right time, right? For Matt LaFleur, it's not a question of whether he's a good head coach. He's shown enough that he is a good head coach. If he was to be fired at the end of the season, he'd get a job before leaving the parking lot if he wanted.
Yes.
Like he would be highly, highly in demand.
Agreed.
What did Mike McCarthy say back in the day? I'm a highly successful NFL head coach. Matt LaFleur has shown himself to be a highly desirable NFL head coach. He'd have no problem getting another job. Is he the right coach for this moment? Well, because of the continuity, I would say that right now he is. So that's where I'm at with
that's him. Good. You and I are both on the same page. Now, let's put you in a difficult position because that's what I like to do. Talk with Ryan Woodgreen, a Press Gazette Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood. We only have a couple minutes left here. We're doing this here on a Tuesday, right? You still got them that got practice tomorrow, nothing on Christmas, day after, then they play on Saturday night. As we sit, do you like the Packers in this game?
I do. It has a lot more to do with Baltimore than it has with my opinions on the Green Bay Packers. I don't think the Packers are a viable Super Bowl contender with this amount of injuries. That's where I'm at with them. The Ravens just haven't been good.
Nope.
They haven't been good all year. I've waited all year. It's week 17 now for the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, who may or may not play with the back injury this week, to be good. They are not good. So at some point, if a team keeps telling you who they are, you have to believe them by week 17. I've got the Packers at home.
Yep, I'm with you. I don't care if it's Love or if it's Malik Willis. Now, if it's Tune, I'm out on that pick completely if it ends up being Tune. But if it's Willis or Jordan Love, I'm with you. I think that's going to happen. So you actually get off on Christmas then? So do you? That means you actually get to spend time with the family, the kids, and all that?
I have my kids every other Christmas. I'm divorced, so I have a very firm rule.
So you don't have
kids?
Wait, 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 wait. Do you have kids on Christmas this year?
I do. If I have my kids on Christmas, I'm not working.
I was going to sucker him into coming to Oak Creek. If he didn't have his kids, I was like, perfect. You got nothing to do. Come on now, Ryan Wood. But no, he's got
no. The schedule worked out perfectly for me this week where nothing on Thursday. I wasn't going to work anyway. 2 years ago when they had the game on Christmas Eve in Carolina, I actually missed that trip because I had my kids on Christmas. Yeah. Not worried about getting back. So, yeah, it's going to be a good week.
That'll be fun. How many trees are you up to in your house?
I have one, which is, you know, the standard, the standard requisite number, Sparky.
I'll make a deal with you. I will make a deal with you. That's not really a deal. I'm going to try and get you to say something. If the Mets win another World Series, you buy another tree.
If the Mets win another World Series, I can tell you right now, I'll buy a Mets tree. I'll buy a Mets many things. It'll be like Mets throw up all over my house.
You keep this. We have this. He's going to get a second tree if the Mets win one.
All
right.
I mean, okay. do you plan on still being alive in 2060? We can revisit this.
No, David Stearns will figure it out. I love David Stearns.
You think so? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He'll figure it out. I know people in New York are all mad at David Stearns. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, a little bit.
He will. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on X and by Ryan Wood. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your kids. We'll talk to you next week.
You do the same. Happy holidays.
Take care, buddy. There he is, Ryan Wood, joining us on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.